Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Our Lady is here as the sorrowful mother. She is dressed in gray and has seven swords in her heart. Jesus says, My mother came to you at the dawn of her feast of sorrows with the demeanor of a loving, concerned mother who fears for the welfare of her children. I, your Jesus, ask you not to let her words go unheeded. This country in particular should take note, as moment by moment you call upon my justice. Soon, very soon, you will have an election for president, which will be a defining moment in your country's history. More than any other election, this one will chart the course of future events. Once again I tell you, the country that chooses to protect life in the womb will receive my abundant blessing. Do not tempt justice by choosing to chart an alternate course. My mother has revealed to you the great impact and influence that loving prayer has upon hearts and even world and cosmic events. Today I, your Jesus, ask that you return to the practice of the family rosary. Through the family rosary prayed with holy love in the heart, families can be reunited, Satan's covert actions will be revealed, solutions will be found to the most difficult problems, and conversions will be inspired. The families that embrace the family rosary will have in their midst my Immaculate Mother, refuge of holy love. Distractions and errors will dissipate. There will be peace. My mother's sorrows today are compounded by the numbers of unbelievers who disregard her intervention here and reject the grace of the spiritual journey into the United Hearts. If more would propagate this journey, if more would live the messages and be the messages, this country would be a sign of conversion to a faithless world. Every country that supports these messages can be a countersign in this evil age, if they believe. The present and the future of each person, every country, and of the world itself is determined by their willingness to live in holy love, which is my Father's will for them. Holy love builds up the moral fiber from within. When moral integrity begins to deteriorate, the person or nation slowly slips into the grasp of Satan. My brothers and sisters, this country is looking for a president who will promote change. But I tell you, the change that the country needs is not new programs or new policies. The change that should be promoted is an end to legalized abortion and the placement of God back in public places and in schools. Such a candidate, I would support myself. Tonight, we're extending to you the complete blessing of our United Hearts.